Hey there, fellow humans. Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk and maybe a dash of sarcasm. Welcome back to The Stoic Life. Now, I know what you're thinking, Stoicism. In today's world, that sounds about as exciting as watching paint dry. But trust me, it's far from that. This ancient philosophy isn't just some dusty old book of rules, it's a toolkit for navigating the craziness of life with grace and resilience. And let's be honest, haven't we all been craving a little more grace and resilience lately? Between global uncertainties, social media pressure, and that inbox that never seems to empty, things can feel pretty chaotic. So, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into building resilience, the superpower you need to not just survive, but thrive amidst the turbulence. And trust me, this is not about becoming some emotionless robot. It's about harnessing your inner strength to bounce back from setbacks, handle stress like a champ, and keep moving forward with purpose and clarity. Think of it this way. Life's gonna throw you curveballs. It's inevitable. But how you respond to those curveballs, that's what separates the thriving from the surviving. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your inner fortress of resilience. 1. Accept what you can't control. This one's a biggie. Life throws us curveballs, and let's be real. We can't control everything. Trying to micromanage every detail is like trying to herd cats, ultimately exhausting and often futile. So, what can you do? Focus your energy on the things within your control, your reactions, your choices, your efforts. Accept the things that are out of your hands with grace, because stressing over them just steals your precious energy. 2. Reframe your perspective. Ever heard the saying, look at the bright side? It's not always sunshine and rainbows, but there's often a silver lining hidden even in tough situations. When things get rough, try to shift your perspective. See challenges as opportunities for growth. View setbacks as stepping stones to something better. Think about it like this. A potter doesn't throw clay away when it breaks. They mold and reshape it into something new and beautiful. You're the potter of your own life. 3. Practice mindfulness. In a world that's constantly buzzing, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind. Taking a moment to be present, truly experience the now, can work wonders for your resilience. Try mindful breathing exercises, meditation, or simply taking a few minutes each day to savor a cup of coffee, a walk in nature, or a good book. These moments of stillness help ground you and bring clarity amidst chaos. 4. Build strong connections. We are social creatures, wired for connection. Nurturing strong relationships with friends, family, and even your community provides a vital support system when things get tough. Don't underestimate the power of a good laugh, a listening ear, or a helping hand. 5. Celebrate your wins. This one is crucial. It's easy to focus on what we haven't achieved yet, but taking time to celebrate our successes, big and small, fuels our motivation and resilience. Did you finish that project? Ace that presentation? Treat yourself. You deserve it. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. Your boss throws a last-minute project your way, adding to your already overflowing plate. The deadline is tight, the pressure's on, and your inner voice starts whispering those familiar doubts. Now, what do you do? Do you panic, freeze up, or let stress consume you? Or do you tap into that reservoir of resilience we've been building? You take a deep breath, remind yourself that challenges are opportunities for growth, and break down the project into manageable steps. You lean on your support network for encouragement, and maybe even share a laugh with your colleagues to lighten the mood. You celebrate each milestone along the way, reminding yourself of your capabilities. D. Resilience isn't about being fearless, it's about facing challenges head-on with courage, clarity, and a dash of humor. It's about knowing that setbacks are temporary and that you have the strength to bounce back stronger than ever. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, celebrate every step forward, and keep practicing these Stoic principles. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your biggest takeaway from today's episode? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Let's continue this conversation and build a community of resilient humans together. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep living with purpose.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.